In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our text is the appointed reading for this day from 1 Timothy chapter 6. My guess is that since we read it before the psalm hymn and before the catechism and before the hymn just sung, not one in 100 could remember what we read. So we're going to read a portion of it again. There is great gain in godliness and contentment, for we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of this world. But if we have food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare and many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. Well, there you have it. That's the text that proves that pastors should have low salaries. There it says it. Stay away from that stuff, guys. Low salaries will make you a more virtuous person. And if you don't believe that, I would take you to a call meeting in one of my congregations in my district some years ago, where they used precisely this passage to justify the low salary that they were placing in the call document. Well, is that the point of the text? And we say, no, that's not the point of the text. Well, what is it? Perhaps the text might be well summarized by the opening verse. There is great godliness with great gain in godliness with contentment. The text says, and just think about this, you brought nothing into this world. You were born bare naked into this world. That's how you came. Nothing, not a thing did you have as you came into this world. When you die, you will leave bare naked. Or they're going to put some clothes in your corpse, but you leave with nothing. You come with nothing, you leave with nothing. So what does it all mean? Really? You leave with nothing? Maybe not. For we Christians leave with something. We leave clothed. We do not leave bare naked. We leave clothed in the blood of the Lamb. We leave clothed with our baptismal garment. We leave clothed with the good news of what God has done for us in Christ our Savior. We leave forgiven. And we enter the heavenly realms as people who stand before the Lamb and before his throne and plead not our own merits, but plead the merits of the cross and of the resurrection. We, of all people, do not leave bare naked. We leave clothed in the only clothes that really makes any difference. Well, that was then when you were born. And when you leave is not yet. What about now? What about now? Lutherans are not very good in preaching sanctification. We do a pretty good job in preaching justification. Law and gospel, that's the hallmark. But what about sanctification? There's a great text in front of us. Marvelous text, as it talks about right now. Listen again. Those of you who desire to be rich will fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. That's true. Craving. You just think about it. When you were a kid, there were certain things you just desired. You had to have them. And if only you had them, it would make you ecstatically happy. And in a number of cases, you got them. And did it make you ecstatically happy? Oh, for a minute or two or three. But then it was forgotten. And the next craving started. If I just had that. Well, we grow up and we discover those cravings don't go away. They just intensify. If I just had the new car. If I just had that job, if I just could be ordained to the ministry, If I could just have that wonderful parish with that beautiful Gothic stone church. If. And we discover that when those cravings are met, the new car doesn't mean much after it starts to rattle or after it has to be taken in for some repairs. It's just a means of transportation. And we discover that all of those things that we so desperately craved mean nothing. Mean nothing. Well, if that's true, isn't there something that means something? There's got to be more than simply the cravings that mean nothing. Look at the text. Look at the text. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Shun all this. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. There's the list. Here's the list that makes sense. Here's the list that changes us. Here's the list that makes us different kind of people. Because we, the men of God, we, the people of God, we, the ones who are baptized, we who come in the blood of the Lamb, are different kind of people. And our cravings, our longings are not of the old sinful self, but that new creature made new in Christ. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. There's the list, my friends. There's the list. You want to talk about sanctification? Here it is. Milk every one of those words, and you will see that here is the prescription for our daily Christian living. What we do as Christians, because we are Christians, because we are the people of God. All those things that seem so important are not important. We came into the world with nothing. We leave with nothing except that blood of the Lamb which makes us the children of God. You men, you people of the Lord, you who are His by baptism, as God has created faith in your hearts, you have a different aim. You have a different goal. And your goal is clearly set in the text. Shun all these bad things. Shun all these things that will never help you. Shun all these things that are simply mere cravings. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called, even as you have made your good confession this day. May God grant that for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting.